Blog Talk Radio.
Isaiah 52. Awake, awake, O Zion. Clothe yourself with strength. Put on your garments of splendor. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. But you will not leave in haste or go in flight. For the Lord will go before you, the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Awaken us, O Lord our God. Remove slumber from our eyes and passivity from our heart, so that we see with our own eyes the salvation of our God.
Ministries. I'm your brother, Rinaldo Wade, and this evening, I thank you for coming on. Thank you for joining me this evening by divine appointment. Amen. We had to schedule it at an earlier time. It will be every Wednesday, and it will be from 5 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. because we also have Bible study at the Kingdom Harvest Fellowship Center. And that starts at 7. So I wanted to go ahead and make sure that I speak to everybody out there and not just take Wednesday away. So we went ahead and pushed it to an earlier time. Amen. today on Talk, Teach, and Testify, we're going over, praise God, seven transformation shifts that need to happen in the 21st century congregation in order for us to move forward. We all know there's a lot of foolishness. There's a lot of hypocrisy. We also talked about idolatry, adultery, homosexuality that's in the congregation. But what we need to do, amen, are the spirit-filled saints of the Lord. What do we need to do in order to shift us, amen, so that the congregation can go forth, amen, and Christ will come into a, hallelujah, and into a church without a blemish, amen. What do we need to do in order to teach the ones that's in the community who are lost? What do we need to do, amen, for the ones that are lost in within the congregation? What do we need to do for us to have a sanctified field congregation? The Lord has spoke with me and gave me seven ways that we, what we should do in order for us to shift. I will go ahead and break that down for you. Amen. And I'm just excited this afternoon or this evening, amen, that I'm speaking with you. A couple of announcements, and then we will go ahead and play one more praise and worship song, shifted to a prayer, and then we will start the teaching on today. Press 1 on your keypads if you'd like to speak on the air with the Obadiah, which means the humble servant of the Lord. Reynaldo Wade, you can press 1 on your keypads, and that way you can speak with me concerning this matter. On tomorrow, amen, it will start at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. We'll be back on schedule, and I will go ahead and bring forth a teaching. Amen. On Friday, same time, hallelujah. It probably be a little earlier. It might be at 12 noon. I was thinking about just having lunch with the Lord. You can join me as well. We can go ahead and just have lunch with the Lord as we discuss more about, hallelujah, about, you know, what we need to do to straighten the church out. So the Lord has just given me these teachings day after day, and I'm just obeying the Spirit of the Lord. So I will keep you updated on those times. Amen. And I will tell you the times for tomorrow, Friday, and the Sabbath day at the conclusion of the teaching. Amen. On Sunday, as usual, I have to go ahead and start that at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And then I will let everybody know, if the Lord is willing, what is the schedule for next week. Those of you who have not heard, amen, on yesterday around 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my family, we're mourning the loss of my grandmother, amen, Prophet Ayola Celine Benningsley. Amen. Please continue to keep us in prayer. Hallelujah. And, you know, I'm rejoicing because I know that she is resting knowing where she's going. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't know where they're going once they leave here. So I thank God for that, that she knows where she is going. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, you know, continue to pray for us. And we thank each and every one of you that have been sending out prayers and also exhortations and encouraging words to me and my family. It does mean a lot to us, and we really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. After this song, this short song, we're going to go into a word of prayer, and then we will shift it to the teachings, okay? You know what? Let's go to the King. Take Me to the King. Amen. By Tamela Mann. I love that song. Amen. A lot of people are so churched out that they need another way. Amen. They want to find a better way. Amen. To obtain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from God. And so, hey, you know, let's go to the King. Let's go to the power source ourselves. Amen. Because I tell you what, that church building, Amen. That's not the church. We are the church. Amen. That's in the scripture. So, amen. Let's go into the song. Amen. Beautiful song. Tamla Mann, Take Me to the King, here on Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries. God bless you.
Take me to the King.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, forgive us for all of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, those known and unknown. And Lord, cleanse us, Lord, with the precious blood of Yahusha HaMashiach. And Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in this season. We thank you, Heavenly Father, as you're shifting the atmosphere. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our health. We thank you, Lord, for protection. We thank you, Lord, for our homes and our families. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the harvest, Lord. We thank you for the former and the latter rain. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our shield and our staff. We thank you for being our buckler. We thank you for being our fortress. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the angels that come down and ascend and descend from heaven, Lord, giving us reports and letting us know, Lord, that you are still in control. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the healing, for deliverance, for the anointing that destroys the yokes. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are sick physically, mentally, psychologically, and spiritually, that by your stripes, Lord, that they are already healed. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, by now faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, that Heavenly Father, that protection is already there, that healing is already taking place now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the things that are to come, that are in your word. Heavenly Father, we do understand and we do, Heavenly Father, know that your loving kindness endure forevermore. We thank you that your mercy and your grace endure forever. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just you being who you are, the Almighty, the Heavenly Father, Father, you're just everywhere, Lord. Your omnipresence and your omnipotency, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we know that, Lord, that you are the all-seeing God, that you are the all-merciful God, that you are the all-powerful God. And Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We exalt your holy name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of your mighty word for the full manifestation and the divine revelation of your will and your purpose for your kingdom. Heavenly Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And thank you for giving us this day our daily manna. And Father, we give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise on this evening. And we lift your name up all in the mighty name of Jesus, all in the mighty name of Yahusha HaMashiach. We do ask and pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Those of you who are on the line that would like to speak, please press 1 on your keypads. Amen. This evening, we are discussing the 7 shifts, their transformation shifts that needs to take place, amen, so that the church can move forward, okay? I'm letting people go ahead and get their pencil and their pad ready. There are 7 transformation shifts that must take place within the congregation today for us to move forward in the Lord. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the word. Let's go ahead and go over these. Because today, you see that a lot of churches, a lot of congregations are stagnated. Why are they stagnated? Because you're seeing a lot of, amen, you're seeing a lot of tradition. You're seeing a lot of religion that's taking place. So we need to buckle down and we need to understand, praise ye the Lord, we need to understand what is it that we need to do to change the circumstances within our congregation. There's a lot of healing that's not taking place. Amen. The Lord specifically told us in the book of Matthew, amen, the gospel, according to Matthew, chapter number 10, Amen. When he sent out his 12 disciples, when he gave them power, amen, to cast out demons, he said, go out and preach, saying that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Why isn't it that we're doing that now? Amen. So we need to understand something. What do we need to do? Because more people are getting sick and tired of being sick and tired of just playing church. So we need to shift into getting serious with God. We need to understand that we need to reverence his sanctuary. We need to give him a genuine praise and genuine worship instead of a rehearsed praise and worship. Hallelujah. And these things, amen, we need to really shift into. So we need to shift out of these things and shift into a, hallelujah, a kingdom mindset. So let's go over the seven reformation shifts, the seven transformational issues that needs to be taking place into the thinking of the congregation. Please turn with me, because we're going to be going through the Bible a lot on this evening. I'll be skipping around and I'll be taking my time so that way you can get to where you need to go. Please go with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and we will go over the first thing that we need to do. Hebrews chapter 11. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for coming on the air with me this evening. Hebrews chapter 11. The first thing that we need to do, if you're writing these down, these key notes, we need to shift from hope into faith. Number one, we need to shift from hope into faith. A lot of people are saying that hope is faith. That's absolutely incorrect. Hope produces faith. Okay, and I'll show you in Scripture. About that, hope produces faith. Hebrews chapter 11, let's start with verse 1. And may the Lord have a blessing upon the reading, the hearers, and the doers of his mighty word. Let's start at the first verse. Powerful right there. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Isn't that powerful right there? That's powerful. That is very powerful right there. Wow. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Instead of And people have to understand what prayer truly is. A lot of people do not know how to pray, and a lot of times they're trained in the congregation in how to pray illegally in the kingdom. Amen. There is a legal way and there's an illegal way to pray unto the Father. Amen. You must, first of all, understand that When you worship him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. Understand that when you're praying, you're supposed to be praying in the spirit of Yah, and you're supposed to be praying truthfully and honestly. Prayer is nothing but judging yourself. Amen. So a lot of people in prayer, they figured, okay, I'm talking to the Lord. Let me go ahead and ask him for all these materialistic things. Amen. Prayer, that's not what prayer does. Prayer is not hoping for things. Okay. Prayer, what it does, hallelujah, is that God is giving you a report as to what's going on in the spirit realm. Amen. Once again, prayer is not a place for you to start hoping for things. Instead of you praying, Heavenly Father, Lord, please send me financial means and send me my harvest. That's hope, right? Because you're hoping to receive something. You're putting that out there. Hope is characterized. Amen. It's a state that promotes the belief in a good outcome relating to a circumstance in one life. It's the opposite of despair. Amen. Hope is the feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. You're looking forward to something with desire and reasonable confidence, or you have a feeling that something desired may happen. No, we need now faith. Hope is dealing with something that you hope or that you wish that would come. Amen. A lot of people are wishing upon a star. They're wishing that God do things. No. We need to have faith that it's already done. That's what now faith is. Amen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance. Remember, we was talking about how hope, amen, you need hope. That, you know, it produces that faith. It shifts you into faith for you to speak into your atmosphere to say that it's already done. People are not speaking into their atmosphere. They're not decreeing and declaring, amen, for their blessings, for the anointing, amen, to already be activated, to come down from heaven. And the thing about it is also as well, amen, is that you must be in position, amen, with God for these things to take place. You cannot be coming to God, amen, with you being out of alignment, with you coming with filthy hands. God, please give me, amen, give me a blessing, Lord. I pray of you. I know that I sinned, amen, but Lord, I just need for you to bless me. A lot of the reasons, amen, why we receive blessings and why things are done, a lot of times people who know that ain't living right, they ask another person, amen, who has an anointing, hey, why don't you pray for me, amen, that, you know, I'll get money for rent or something like that. True saints of Yah, amen, they don't go to the Father like that. Amen. They might pray that person, may come out of danger and Lord protect them and guide them because you see things in the prophetic. Amen. But hoping, no, we can't be hoping. We need to shift into faith. We need to speak that it's already done. There's a difference between now faith and then faith. We need to shift out of then faith into now faith. Okay, you saying, okay, Brother Wade, what are you talking about? What is then faith? What is now faith? We went over what now faith is. That's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Go with me to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Hallelujah. Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. And I'll show you what then faith is. There is a difference between now faith and then faith. People need to shift out of then faith into now faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it clearly states, so then faith, There it is. Then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. Does faith come by seeing? No, no, no. It comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Watch this. You don't obtain then faith by hearing the scriptures. Not just that. That's not what that means there. The Hebrew word there is shama. S-H-A-M-M-A-H. Shama. S-H-A-M-M-A-H. The Hebrew word for that means that, amen, glory to God, that the Lord is there, or Jehovah is there. Okay, so what are you saying right here, Brother Wade? Okay, I'm saying this, that hallelujah. Once you come into that thin faith, hearing to the voice that's inside of you, hearing that God is inside of you talking to you and hearing, and you're able to hear the voice of God. That's what the word of God means. Hearing the voice of God, obeying and moving upon that, that you know that that's God talking to you. Amen. A lot of people thinking that they talk to God, and sometimes the enemy will send a subliminal message. Amen. And then you're listening to the voice of error. If you hear a voice, amen, in your spirit, man, that does not line up with scripture, guess what? That's the spirit of error. That's the voice of error. Because God will not deviate away from his word, because there's power in his word. Amen. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Hearing by, it could be a logos word, amen, that come out of the scriptures. It could be a rhema word. Somebody would be speaking to you in pertaining to the word and the revelation that is produced. Amen. And then you shift it to that then faith. Once you have then faith, don't stay there. Shift into now faith. The evidence of things not seen. What are you talking about? What is the scripture saying right there? There is evidence in the atmosphere that your blessings, the anointing, you know, is waiting for you. The mantle. Amen. It depends all on your faith. Amen. People don't understand that your prayers are answered, and the your prophetic utterance, the prophecy, it depends on your faith. It depends on your confidence in Yah. Amen. So a lot of people will be speaking prophetically and don't even believe even what they're saying. Amen. That is called a prophet lie. Amen. In which they start to make things up in the flesh because they don't believe as to what the Spirit of God was telling them in the spirit realm. So they start to make up things because they don't believe that, or because some people, they would get into jealousy as they're speaking prophetically because God may have something special to say unto you. Amen. So receive prophetic utterance on your own. Amen. How do you do that? Based on your faith. Amen. The Bible tells us we go from faith to faith. Amen. That's what it means by that. Okay. So, the scripture tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Glory to God. I'm going to take my time so that you can write these down. Now go ahead and recite it. It says, for therein is the righteousness of Yah revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. There it is. We shift from faith to faith. How do we do that? Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you how we do that. When you go back to Romans chapter 5. Amen. The Lord wants me to spend a lot of time on this very first step, because a lot of people are not shifting, amen, from hope into faith. Romans chapter 5. Amen. We're going to start at verse number 1. We're going to start at the top. This is what we do. as we shift from faith to faith. God's righteousness is revealed unto us. That's called revelation, okay? We'll talk more about revelation in just a moment. As a matter of fact, that's the second point, but I still want to set a foundation for this first point. Amen. Romans chapter number 5, watch this. It says, therefore being justified by faith. Does it say being justified by hope? Absolutely not. Being justified by faith, we have peace with Yah through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith. Does it say, do you have access by hope? Absolutely not. We have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of Yah. Guess what? God, at times when you shift from faith to faith, he shifts you also, as long as you're lining up with him, from glory to glory. That's in scripture as well. And not also so, not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. A lot of people, when they go through tribulations, they're crying out, and I don't know why God is doing this to me. I don't know why people just hurt me. I don't know. You're going to be persecuted, for the Lord has been persecuted. You're going to be hated on, for the Lord has been hated on long before you. Amen. So we need to come out of that and go through the fire. We need to glory in our tribulations. Isn't that what those three Hebrew boys did? They glorified in the Lord, in the fire, being purified, and that got them their promotion into governmental administration. They became governors of Babylon. Amen. So we have to glory in our tribulations. Read it right there. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Okay, we got to be patient. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. Watch this, because it don't stop at hope, does it? I want you to go to the next verse. Watch this. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of Yah is shedded abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So once you go through all of that, that shifts you into justification by faith, giving you access by faith. So the preachers in these churches, in these houses, they need to stop saying hallelujah, that, come on, y'all, we need to hope for more things to come. We need to hope. No. We need faith that is already done. We need to start speaking into the atmosphere. Start shifting your own atmosphere. Start decreeing and declaring things. People need to be taught how to decree and declare. What is the process into doing that? How can God bless me? You keep preaching every Sunday that he's going to bless me. He's going to bless me. When am I going to be blessed? People need to understand about the patience. Amen. And then from the patience, it's experience. And then from that, the hope is produced. And then the hope shifts you into going from faith to faith, giving you access. Amen. Glory to God. So that's the first thing we need to do. We need to shift from hope into faith. We went over what hope was. That's the things that you hope that is to come. Faith. What is faith? Faith is being confident, trusting in the Lord. That is already done. A lot of people, especially when you these Greek philosophers, they was trying to say that faith is the same thing as hope. No, it's not. It's a big difference there. faith. People use that. The Greeks would say, yeah, they use that or they apply that for predictions of the future. No, no, no. When you're in faith, what it does, it produces revelation. That's how you shift into your prophetic utterance. That's how you shift into the spirit of prophecy. And people need to understand the difference between the spirit of knowledge and the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of knowledge is me telling you what you used to do. I could speak into your life prophetically and tell you what you used to do as a child. What did you do when you were in high school? Things of that nature. Amen. Okay. That is the spirit of knowledge. The spirit of prophecy. Tell me what's going to happen. Tell me to stop sinning. Amen. What am I doing? Amen. In my sin. What is the sin? Amen. And tell me what's happening to me in the future. Amen. That is the spirit of prophecy. So, in regards to that, these people who are saying that they're prophets, they need to shift and have more faith in God. Stop prophet lying and start accurately prophesying into the atmosphere. So that's the first thing we need to do, is shift from hope into faith. Amen. The second thing that we need to do, hallelujah, is that we need to shift from ritual into revelation. Amen. Wasn't that powerful right there? We need to shift from ritual into revelation. Okay, my brother, what are you saying by that? We need to start coming out of, okay, you know what, we're going to have service at 11. We're going to end out about 2 o'clock. Amen. And they practice this ritual each and every Sunday. I know that you want to watch a football game. I know that you want to go out and have dinner. People need to understand, when they come into the house of the Lord, you need to be coming for expectation. You don't need to come to see what somebody has on every Sunday, or you need to know the latest gossip, or praise God, you're there just to get your praise and worship song on that you've been practicing in the mirror and things like that. That's practiced worship. That's a Judas praise. Amen. Your Yahuda or your Judah praise need to come from your heart. You need to be having your praise in the house, in the car, coming out of the car, in the parking lot, into the house of the Lord. We need to be bringing the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not hoping that the Holy Ghost is there. Amen. That's revelation. Ritual is saying, I'm going into the house of the Lord and the Spirit is going to be there. Yes, it was in the old covenant in which the Spirit of the Lord, the glory, was in the tabernacle. Amen. And it had the ministers and the elders not able to stand in that glory. Amen. That is the truth. Amen. That was in the old covenant. But after Yahusha died on the cross, amen, was buried and resurrected, amen, for the remission of our sins, what happens is that we inherit a comforter, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost dwells in you. Okay, what you're saying, Brother Wade, what I'm saying is the tabernacle is no longer made with man's hands. Now the tabernacle is made with the hand of God. You were made, hallelujah, you were on the potter wheel, amen, shaped and molded by God, amen. So now the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, amen, which was produced, amen, by the Lord on the cross, amen, it now dwells within you. So we need to come out of ritual saying, you know what, I can't wait because I know the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. The Spirit of Yahusha HaMashiach, the Holy Ghost, need to be in you. Amen. Start bringing the Holy Ghost into the sanctuary. Stop trying to ride on somebody else's anointing. Hallelujah. That's another ritual that's being done. Amen. Stop riding on somebody else's. God has an anointing just for you. Hallelujah. God has a mantle that he made for you. Hallelujah. You need to shift into that. The teachers in the congregation, in the church, need to shift you into revelation. Need for you to shift into revealing who God truly is. Amen. People don't want to, that people would throw it up in your face in a minute, telling you that God's name is God. Amen. No, that's not revelation. Amen. We know there are many gods, but which God are they serving? Amen. We read in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, amen, as Paul approaches Athens, the group of people, they made an altar, and they inscribed on that altar, they write on there, to the unknown God. So, therefore, you have church leaders, amen, around today in this nation and nations abroad who are praying to an unknown God. They don't know who his name is. They don't know who he is. Amen. They have no clue of their perishing for their lack of knowledge. Why? Because of the teachers, because of these preachers. Amen. So they're stuck in ritual. Let me tell y'all something. Tradition and religion kills the church. So we need to shift from religion into revelation. That's what I'm stating. Amen. We need to shift out of that. Glory to God. Because I'm telling you, it's killing people. And people are not being set free. The captives are not being set free. When we know it's in the word that the Lord held captivity captive. Hallelujah. So people need to be set free. People are tired of eating stale manna. Ritual bread. They want revelation. What revelation does, it produces a revolution, and we'll be able to stand against the machine, against the worldly system. Amen. So we're not, a lot of people are not being taught about shifting into revelation. Amen. I'm one of those revolutionists, amen, that speaks out about revelation. Amen. Why is the last chapter or the last book in the Bible, why is it called Revelation? All right, because that's what Christ wants us to have, just like he did. He produced a revelation. That's what we need to do. We need to wake up, and that's exactly what number two is. Stop hitting the snooze button and shift out of tradition and religion into revelation. Those of you who have questions, please press 1 on your keypads. Amen. If you have a question or a comment concerning, amen, shifting, you know, these trans, these shifts that we need to do. Amen. So we need to shift. Amen. Number one, we need to shift from hope into faith. We went over Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. Talking about now faith, which is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We need to shift out of hoping for things and shifting into things that are already done. Knowing that, no, we don't see it, but it's on its way. Amen. And we need to have patience in that. That's number one. Number two, we need to shift out of tradition and religion, shifting from ritual into revelation. Amen. Stop putting time limitations on the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible tells us, do not quench the Spirit. Amen. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Yah, produces revelation. So we need to shift out of that. Amen. So that's the second reason. The second shift, the second transformation shift that the church needs, that the congregation of Yah needs to do. Amen. In other words, you know, preaching the truth. Amen. Number three, hallelujah. I will be opening up the lines in just a few minutes. These other ones are going to be kind of short, but glory to God, we do need to understand it. We need to shift from power into authority. The third transformation shift that we need to do is shift from power into authority. Hallelujah. We read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and he gave man dominion over all the fish of the sea, the fowl in the air, over all the earth, over all the cattle, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Amen. That is kingdom authority. Okay. Go into the word. Let's go into it. Concerning power and authority. The Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. You can write that in your notes. I'll go ahead and read his mighty word. It says this. It says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, unto the disciples, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Notice it don't say the Holy Spirit, and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Jesus, Yahushua HaMashiach, was given power. All power. Isn't that what he says right there? All power. What does that power produce? Well, you should be able to have dominion. Once again, those are the keys that he gives us. The keys to the kingdom of heaven. Remember, he told Peter that the gates of hell should not prevail against it. We have the keys. We have the keys to be spiritual diplomats. We can go into any atmosphere and we can shift it. No, you can't go into the domain of Yah because it's perfect order there. Amen. Remember in the scripture, he said, whatever is binded up on earth is binded up in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. Amen. That's power. And it's not talking about heaven where God is. There are seven heavens. Amen. And in that seventh heaven where our Father resides, glory to God, you cannot touch that. Amen. Because he runs that. He rules that. Amen. So, but you have kingdom power. Amen. You have kingdom authority to shift the atmosphere. You can speak into it. As long as you have power, people are speaking into atmospheres that they're doing illegally. They have no power. Amen. So, what does power do? Amen. It produces authority. You can't have authority over the serpents and scorpions unless you have power. Once you have power and you speak it, now you have decreed to declare something in the atmosphere. That is authority. Amen. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Remember when the Lord said, behold, I give unto you power to tread unto serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. That's power. But you must, glory to God, activate the power. How do you activate it? Once you activate it, it produces authority. For example, amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You look at a light switch on your wall, right? You walk into a room and there's no light there. But you see the light switch. That represents kingdom power. Amen. You know, if you go over there and activate that, you go over there and you switch on that light switch. Hallelujah. It will illuminate that room. It will produce something. You have just given light into that room. You have just, amen, obtained authority, shifting things from darkness into light. Same situation here. Amen. God wants us, amen, to shift people out of their darkness. Amen. And shift them into the light. Besides, the Lord said that we are the light of the world. So there are some people who have some dimness in their light, and they need to increase that wattage. You go back to the power source. Amen. At times you have to do it by praying and by fasting. That's why the disciples was not able to cast out the demons, and they was not able to heal people. They were given power, but they did not know how to exercise the authority. Hallelujah. So, thank you, Holy Ghost. So, this is how you do it, my God, is that by praying and by fasting, amen, you are able to shift out of the power that you have. You have power. each and every body have power. Glory to God. That's on this line and the ones that are listening in the archives. You have power, hallelujah, but you have to shift from power into authority. What good does it make if you have knowledge, if you don't exercise wisdom? Amen. You'll catch that in a minute. What is, knowledge? Knowledge is power, right? Everybody say that. Knowledge is power. That's God. But what does it do? What good is it if you're just sitting there, glory to God, and you have power and you're not exercising that power? Glory to God. And how do you do it? You apply wisdom. That's why Solomon, he did not ask for knowledge, did he? No, he asked for wisdom. Understand who wisdom is. Please, amen, take note. Read Proverbs chapter 8 in your spare time. It lets you know not what wisdom is, but who wisdom is. Hallelujah. So you need to apply wisdom into your life. When you do that, now you have authority. Amen. I tell you who wisdom is. Wisdom is Yahusha HaMashiach, is Jesus Christ. Amen. That is Chokmah. Amen. Chokmah is the Hebrew word meaning wisdom. Amen. H-O-K-M-A-H. Hallelujah. So this is what we have to do. Shift from power into authority. There's a lot of people sitting in the congregation. They are filled with the Holy Ghost. They got Holy Ghost power. Amen. But they need to shift into the power. They need to exercise that. We need apostles. We need prophets. The fivefold ministry to train up these people so that they can use their gifts effectively in the kingdom. Amen. That is authority. Amen. I know scripture tells me that when there is the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Amen. So a lot of people, especially church leaders, they know that there are some saints out there in the congregation sitting in those pews that have more kingdom authority than they do. And what they do is they try to kidnap or they try to stagnate, your authority. They will try to water down or try to dilute, glory to God, the power, the anointing that God has over your life. Amen. If that is the case, they are practicing spiritual manipulation, spiritual witchcraft. Amen. You need to get up out of there. Hallelujah. So we need to shift from power into authority. When it rains, hallelujah, have you noticed that the water sits there? And as the water sits there and it doesn't sink into the earth, what happens is that now it becomes contaminated. Amen. Same thing goes for people who are sitting, on Holy Ghost power. They're just sitting on it, and they're not activating it. Amen. And what happens is that it just sits there. Amen. And we have to activate that power. We need to know who we are and whose we are in Yah. Hallelujah. So, number three, shifting from power into authority. Hallelujah. Those of you who have just came in late, welcome to Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries. I'm your brother in the Lord, Rinaldo Wade. This evening, we're talking about the seven transformation shifts that needs to take place into the mindset of the congregation in the 21st century. And, amen, I went over points 1, 2, and 3. Amen. I will go slow. Amen. And then we'll shift into the fourth reason. Number one, we need to shift out of hoping into faith. Hoping, praying for something to be done. You don't see it, but you're praying that, God, you could produce it. Faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is already done. You're just praying, amen, that the Lord will open up the windows of heaven and pour out the blessing, so that there now be room enough to receive it. That's what that means in the book of Malachi chapter 3. And it doesn't require tithing. So that's a lie right there. People get that confused. Amen. So, glory to God. So, number one, we need to shift from hoping into having that now faith, producing now faith. Number two, glory to God, we need to shift from ritual into revelation. We need to shift from tradition and religion into revelation. Stop telling people, come to the altar if you want to be saved. I was not saved at an altar. I was saved in my grandmother's house. God rest her soul. Hallelujah. So people, I know people that were saved. Amen. They received the Holy Ghost in their vehicles. They were saved in you know, out in a mall, or being saved in the comfort of their own home. Hallelujah. They was listening to a broadcast, and then they heard the voice of Yah. Amen. They obtained that then faith. Then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. We went over that as well. So they heard the word. They heard that word that hit their spirit, man, and they went on their knees, and they was, you know, asking for true repentance. The Bible tells us that godly sorrow produces repentance, which bring forth salvation. Amen. We need to understand with number two. Amen. These preachers need to stop forcing people to the altar if they are not ready. They must come to a crossroads, hallelujah, in which, glory to God, you know what, Lord, I need you now, hallelujah, I need you right now, Lord, I'm in a situation I can't get out of, and Lord, I need you. And when they come to the point that God can hear the cries of their hearts, then they come to the senses. That's what coming to the altar means, coming to the revelation that, Lord, I can't do nothing else but depend on you, but to lean on you. Amen. I've given you a broken and a contrite heart. I'm tired of being called a homosexual. I'm tired of being called a lesbian. I'm tired of lying. I'm tired of fornicating. I'm tired of cheating. I'm tired of killing people. This brings forth revelation. You can be saved and delivered from your mess. Amen. You don't need a church building to do that. You hear a lot of people, hey, I'm not going to church because I'm still in my mess. Whenever I get ready, then I'll be able to turn it to the Lord. They're speaking honestly. Amen. You got too many church people trying to push the word on them, trying to force them to get saved, and then they go right back into the world, and then they do worse. Amen. That's, you know, we got to come out of that tradition. Amen. You know, hey, let me put some oil on you. The oil, amen, is now produced within us. That's why we're being pressed, amen, like an olive. We're being pressed, and we go through tribulations, and it produces the oil, amen, that destroys the yokes. Hallelujah. It produces the anointing, amen. The anointing oil is now done within us. Glory to God. Please understand that the old covenant is a shadow of the renewed covenant. Amen. The shadow. Amen. That was the old covenant. The Lord represented the actual thing. Amen. And now that dwells within us. Hallelujah. So these churches need to stop playing church and stop coming up with rituals and witchcraft and spiritual manipulation. Amen. As they go, amen, and bring forth a word to entice you, to get you to put more of your tithes and your offerings, for you to pour out your purse and your wallet, amen, and you're going out broker, and you're going out sicker. The congregation is to be used as a hospital. People need healing. People need deliverance. People need a right now word, not from you, but from God. Hallelujah. You're not listening on this line this evening because you're waiting for a word that comes from me. My word is not going to get you to heaven. Hallelujah. You're listening to a word, amen, from God in the spirit. Hallelujah. So this is what we need to be really teaching. Amen. Glory to God. So coming from ritual into revelation, we need to really see God. That's what revelation is. Reveal. Take the veil from behind, from off of people's eyes. Take those blinders off of people's eyes so they can really, truly see who God is. And how can you do that? By living a righteous life. Amen. By showing love and compassion to people, and that they will see the God in you. Guess what they'll ask you? What church do you go to? Amen. God loves you, doesn't he? And people will see the God in you. They will see the glory of Yah upon you. You have this glow. You have the residue of God. Hallelujah. So that's shifting from ritual into revelation. Number three, we talked about shifting from power into authority. Stop sitting on your kingdom power. God gave you power so you can use it, amen, to have authority. Hallelujah. So shifting from power into authority. Hit that light switch, amen, in your spirit, man. Amen. Let your light shine. Get into your word. Meditate on this word day and night. Pray and fast. Hallelujah. Watch what happens when you do that. Hallelujah. Watch what happens when you fast and you pray and you cutting off your Facebook and you cut off your TV and your, glory to God, you're cutting off your cell phone and you're spending time with Yah. Watch how he shifts you into kingdom authority. Hallelujah. Fasting is nothing but giving up the fleshly desires that you have, and you're giving that all up for God. Hallelujah. And when you do that, you're honoring God. So that is number three, shifting from power into authority. Hallelujah. Those of you who are on the line that would like to speak out on this evening, please press 1. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. We will have 30 minutes, amen, of airtime to talk. Hallelujah. Number 4, amen, we need to shift from a pastoral mindset into an apostolic mindset. Glory to God. I know y'all are rejoicing right about now. I can feel that in the spirit. Amen. Shift from a pastoral mindset into a apostolic mindset. I'll say it one more time. Shifting from a pastoral mindset into an apostolic mindset. Okay, Brother Wade, what do you mean by that? Glory to God. We go back to Matthew chapter 28, the Great Commission. When he says, all powers get unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. Uh-oh. Did he just tell you to go ye therefore and teach all nations? Go ye therefore and make disciples? Did he say to go and make church members? No, he didn't. He said, go and make disciples. I'm going to let you dwell on that. Okay. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So did he tell you to just sit up in church every single Sunday, take everybody's tithes and offerings, go to your mansion, go to your $75,000 car, amen, get into your Learjet, and fly and have vacations, amen, and then just go ahead and leave the sheep astray, lead them astray? No. These pastors need to come out of just sitting in one place, hallelujah, and start doing some kingdom work. Apostolic. That's what Christ did. He gave them an apostolic mandate. He gave them an apostolic commission to go out and teach them whatever he taught them. That is what the apostles did. They went out and taught. That's what we're talking about. Stop producing word for entertainment. Start teaching your sheep. Teach them, amen. Show them according to their spiritual gifts, amen, how to operate. Start giving them a kingdom mindset that is in connection with point number 5, transformation shift number 5. But we need more of these pastors to get off their tail, get off your butt, and stop letting, stop letting the people, amen, dictate the word that you're supposed to produce to them. Start telling them what God wants them to hear. Glory to God. When we look at Moses, amen, some of them rebelled against Moses. Amen. They knew that he was supposed to lead them. Amen. But they rebelled against him. And Moses did not speak as to what the people wanted. Now, did he? Now, Aaron did. Hallelujah. Because when Moses went up on a mountain and received instruction from God, and when he came down and he saw that they were dancing around the golden calf, Aaron tells Moshe, he tells him, hey, I did it because the people wanted it. Amen. That's what pastors do. They preach according to what the people want. Amen. No. The apostolic is teaching what the people need. Hallelujah. You catch that? It's a difference. Pastoral, they're giving people what they want. The apostolic, teaching them what they need. No, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have pastors. Yes, we should, but they need to have an apostolic mindset. They need to start allowing apostles to come into the house, true apostles. Amen. Apostles are not trying to take over these churches. Amen. I don't want your church building. Amen. I don't want the saints. Hallelujah. But what I do require, amen, under the unction of the Holy Ghost is kingdom order. Hallelujah. That's all that people want is order, kingdom order. When you don't have kingdom order, when you don't have order, what happens? You have chaos. You have confusion in the spirit realm. You have congregations running rapid. Amen. They're renegades. And then you're always wondering why everybody is picking up and leaving. I'm going to another church because there's no kingdom order. The apostles, they're not ordering that pastor, this is what you better do. But they give them spiritual insight. They teach them the kingdom principles. Amen. And in doing so, they apply that, amen, into teaching the sheep. And then guess what? Sheep beguile sheep. Hallelujah. And not only that, these pastors need to show by example, hallelujah, how it needs to be done as to how to beguile sheep. Amen. Watch this. These pastors are sitting here, hallelujah, waiting to be served. You got another thing coming. The devil is a liar. You need to be serving people. Hallelujah. What did Jesus tell the disciples as he was washing their feet? Glory to God. He said, no, I'm not here to be served, but rather I'm here to serve. Hallelujah. That is what needs to be done. No, I'm not here on talk, teach, and testify to be served. I don't want you to be, you don't hear me demanding tithes and offerings and, send me your seed. I'm not going to teach anymore until you give me some money. No, the gospel is not to be sold, it's to be told. My God, so thank you, Holy Ghost. So in that regards, hallelujah, we are to teach kingdom principles and practice them. Not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, producing things. Amen. Producing things in the spirit realm. Amen. So that people can be freed, so that the captives can be set free. That's why a lot of pastors don't want the apostolic in their church, because they're acting like pharaohs. They don't want you to shift out of that that spiritual manipulation. They want you to stay in there. How would you like it, amen, these pastors who practice tithes and offerings, if I went into your house and tell you that you're a liar because we're not supposed to be practicing tithing? Amen. What happens is that I'm going to be thrown out of that sanctuary. Amen. The reason being is because they want to keep the people hostage. Come on, somebody. So we need to shift out of the pastoral mindset. Pastors out there who are listening to this, I don't care. Amen. I'm speaking under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm speaking in boldness. Those pastors who are sitting on their tails waiting for people to do something for them, get off your butt and start showing by example, amen, how it is to be done. Have a staff, hallelujah. That's a twofold. The staff represents authority, hallelujah. But also have a staff, have a group of people that are operating in the apostolic, amen, and have them, glory to God, to produce things, amen, and to get things done in the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's time for these pastors to get up their butts and go to work. Hallelujah, is what it is. Take care of your sheep. Hallelujah. Stop feeding them false information and falsified things that are not of the kingdom of Yah. Amen. Because those who are doing that, they're transforming into these false apostles. Amen. Just like their daddy, just like the enemy. Hallelujah. So we need to shift out of pastoral mindset into a apostolic mindset. Glory to God. Number one, shift from hope into faith is the first thing, that the first transformation mindset shift that must take place. Shift out of hope into faith. Stop saying, I'm hoping for things, dear Lord, and speak unto the Lord. Pray unto him in spirit and in truth. Lord, it's already done. Thank you, Lord. Celebrate. Praise him in advance that he is already going to take care of your circumstances and your situations, and watch what he does. Hallelujah. Pray and fast in your circumstances and watch how God produces. Number two, shift out of tradition and religion, shifting out of ritual into revelation. Amen. Stop telling people, amen, and forcing them, amen, to serve God when we need to have a genuine praise. Hallelujah. God doesn't need a cheerleader or a hype man, amen, for his true saints to get into a corporate worship and a corporate praise. Glory to God. Amen. The power of God does that. Glory to God. It is within you. Hallelujah. You think about all the good things that he has done for you, how he saved you out of your mess, from drug abuse, out of homosexuality, out of your foolishness, and how he shifted you, amen, into holiness. That is enough to rejoice about. So he don't need a cheerleader and he don't need a hype man. Glory to God. So we need to shift out of that ritual into revelation. Amen. We need to shift from power into authority, not just sitting on power, not just looking at the word and reading that and saying, you know what, now that I read the word, I got power. You need to exercise that. You need to be not only hearers and readers of the word, but doers. Glory to God. That's putting forth authority. What did Christ did? Another example, when he went into the wilderness, fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he had the Holy Ghost. When he came out of that, he had the power of the Holy Ghost. Please read that scripture carefully. He went in with the Holy Ghost. He came out with the power of the Holy Ghost. That is authority. And every time he spoke to the enemy, when the enemy was trying to tempt him, he says, for it is written, you are to use the word of Yah. Amen. That's where the power lies, in believing that, to have faith in that. Amen. And what it does, it produces, amen, it produces revelation. It produces things in the natural and in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. So stop sitting on your power. Shift into authority. Start having authority. Start speaking things into the atmosphere. Start decreeing and declaring things. Tell the devil, you can rebuke the devil. Amen. You can rebuke him in the name of Yahusha, in the name of Jesus. You can rebuke the devil. Devil, I rebuke you. You get behind me. You can speak into the atmosphere. You can do that. Glory to God. But you have to be lined up with God. You must operate under the anointing. Okay? So don't just do that and you know you're living in sin. He's going to laugh at you because he's going to say, you know what? You don't even have no power. You don't have authority. And I'm going to stay right here. So get shift into authority. Number four, shift from that pastoral mindset. Stop sitting under your pastor. Start doing things. Shift into an apostolic mindset. These pastors need to stop waiting on your money. They need to be producing things. They need to reach out to the community. Which brings me to number five. We need to shift, hallelujah, out of escapism into a kingdom now mindset. I know you caught that right there. Glory to God. Once again, shifting from escapism into a kingdom now mindset. These preachers are preaching things that'll pacify you for that right now moment. Amen. That'll say, you know what? Hey, I can't wait to go to heaven. Amen. Don't you? Amen. Glory to God. No. God gave us kingdom authority to have the kingdom of heaven is right here on earth. Didn't Christ say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Isn't that what he said? Glory to God. So we need to come out of that, I can't wait to go to heaven. when I die, amen, I want heaven, amen. I want to die so I can go to heaven. No, you're going to have heaven here on earth. That's having peace. Hallelujah. Stop letting these people preach into your mind and put into your spirit, man. Amen. This escapism, pacifying you. Amen. Telling you, glory to God, you need to, glory to God, live right so you can go to heaven. No, you need to live right so you can have power here on earth and start building the kingdom here on earth. What do you think Christ is going to do? He's going to come back. He's going to reign over this earth for 1,000 years. He's going to reign supreme here. So guess what? The kingdom is going to be established here on earth. He said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, somebody. So we're not supposed to be, glory to God, walking around. Amen. Thank you so much, Barbara 888. Think that they're holier than thou and think of that, hey, you know what? I'm going to heaven, so I don't want to build here. You have work to do. Glory to God. We have to sit up here, glory to God, and train up the disciples, train them up in the way in which they should go, train up you pastors, amen, you spiritual mothers and fathers, train up your children in the way in which they should go. Get busy. Start building. Start shifting and start building kingdom communities. Hallelujah. Isn't that what happened in the book of Acts chapter 2 after the 3,000 were filled with the Holy Ghost and they sold everything and they brought everything at the feet of the apostles? Everybody had everything in common. Amen. There's no way you should walk into a congregation, amen, and there's some people with jalopies and other people, including the pastor, amen, who have Lamborghinis and all these fancy cars. Amen. When you come into the house of the Lord, everybody should be blessed. Amen. Wouldn't it be a blessing if I was to tell you as soon as you come into the house of the Lord, look up under your seats, I've just placed an envelope and it contains $10,000 each and all of you are blessed for being a blessing to me. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Hallelujah. So it's not about glory to God, how much that you could be blessed by God. You are supposed to be a blessing to somebody else. That's why God blesses you. Bless means to make happy. Hallelujah. So God is blessing you so you can bless someone else. That produces the manifestation of his glory. No, it's not to produce your glory, but you are supposed to produce the manifestation of his glory so that people would know. They would get the revelation that there is a God. Hallelujah. If you have money and you know that somebody needs a bill that needs to be paid and they have children and they have nowhere else to turn, they need to turn to God. Amen. And, you know, you sit with them and, amen, they're doing everything that they need to do. And God places it upon your heart for you to bless that family. Bless them. Amen. Every man needs to give according as he is purposed in his heart. Amen. So we need to shift out of escapism. Stop teaching people lies and stop pacifying them and stop giving them things that will satisfy the itching ear. Hallelujah. Shift them into a kingdom now mindset. Now is the time. Hallelujah. In which the kingdom of God, repent for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. So we need to, glory to God, produce. That's what kingdom now mindset is. Amen. Remember at one point when the church was the pillar of the community? What happened? Amen. Now it seems like the community is the pillar of the church. That's ridiculous. Amen. Remember when you can go and receive food and at times the pastor would take care of things for your family and pray for you and things of that nature? Amen. That's not happening anymore. They telling you to go to God. Wait a minute. You took all my tithes and my offerings, and now you don't want to bless me. I'm in a situation in which I need, amen, I need electricity. I need water. I'm about to get put out of my house. Amen. All the tithing that I have done, yes, you will curse with a curse. Amen. Because he taught you right there as he was reading the scripture. He manipulated that. Amen. You brought a curse upon yourself by following the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. So, glory to God. Hallelujah. So we need to shift out of escapism into a kingdom mind, kingdom now mindset. If you notice, amen. Thank you so much, Barbara 888. A lot of these churches, 95% of these congregations, amen. I'm not one of those, but they're practicing witchcraft and they're controlled by Freemasonry. Glory to God. They're working for the Illuminati. Amen. They want to control the church. Amen. It keeps them into a sense of escapism, and it keeps everybody asleep. A lot of people are spiritually dead. A lot of people are spiritually, amen, asleep. Hallelujah. That's what they're doing. God is sending out shepherds, amen, to awaken you, amen, to shake you up. Stop hitting that snooze button. It's now time for you to shift into a kingdom now mindset. Now is the time, glory to God, for you to start building up the kingdom of heaven. That's number five. Come out of escapism. Come out of la-la land. Amen. Please excuse me. They're selling dreams. Amen. They're selling wolf tickets to you. You're being bamboozled. Amen. Thinking that if you just sow a seed and let's have a $5,000 seed line, that that's going to give you the kingdom of Yah. That's absolutely incorrect. They are incorrectly teaching you the sowing principle. Christ said this. He said the sower sows the word, not money. Hallelujah. So we got to come out of escapism. Stop being these church leaders. Stop being a chicken. Stop being a sissy. Amen. Stop being, hallelujah, a coward. Amen. You claiming that you got Holy Ghost power. Go out and be repairs of the streets and dwellings. Become the restorers of the breach. Amen. Go out there and save these drug dealers and these crack addicts and these the whores. Amen. That are on the street corners. Get them off the corner and get them into a kingdom mindset. Produce, amen, testimonies. Amen. Under the power and the unction of the Holy Ghost. But y'all so afraid that you're afraid to die. Amen. You must understand that if you are a true disciple of Christ, hallelujah, that you're willing to die. Amen. If you put your flesh to death, amen, guess who's operating your body now? The Holy Ghost is. Hallelujah. So when the Holy Ghost leads you, amen, to go out and set the captives free, you need to get off your tail, amen, and get busy. And that's why, amen, that's what's happening. Come out of escapism into a kingdom now mindset. Number six, and this one, amen, the Spirit of the Lord was pounding on me with this. People need to stop having the heavy reliance on the sovereignty of God and shift into co-ruling with him. Y'all going to catch this. Shift out of heavy reliance on the sovereignty of Yah. Because you have power now. You have authority. Start speaking into your own circumstances. Shift from heavy reliance on the sovereignty. No, I'm not saying stop having heavy reliance of Yah. No, because we know without God, I am nothing. Amen. So that's not what I'm saying. Stop depending, amen, on the Holy Ghost to do all the work. That's what I'm talking about. You know, what did Paul say? Paul said, you show me your faith, I'll show you my works. Hallelujah. So we need to start producing. We need to start co-ruling. The scripture tells us that we are joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible also tells us that if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Hallelujah. So long suffering must take place, amen, in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. In order for you to reign with him. So we need to come out of heavy reliance. Come on, Holy Ghost, come on in this place. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come on, Holy Spirit, have your way, Lord. Come on, Holy Spirit, cut it out. There is a difference between the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. Stop letting people teach you that the Holy Spirit can dwell in you. In the book of Genesis, glory to God, God says this, that my spirit cannot abide in flesh. Hallelujah. Then he tells us in the book of Isaiah and in the book of Amos that his spirit, amen, he will pour out his flesh upon, he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. So he pours his spirit upon us. Glory to God. And that's why sons and daughters are able to prophesy. Amen. And young men can, you know, have dreams and visions, and older men can, you know, they can dream dreams, and younger men can, you know, have visions. Glory to God. So, amen. Once we're given the power of the Holy Ghost, now it's time for us to go to work. Now we must work understanding that we are co-ruling with him. Amen. If we do it in excellency on earth, guess what? Earth is nothing but a dress rehearsal for heaven. So we need to start building and fortifying the wall of Yah. Start building up the kingdom. Amen. And once again, get, you know, these people, these leaders, get off your tail and start teaching the disciples how to co-rule with God. Stop making it seem like it's all about you, because it ain't about you. It's about God. Amen. So that's what number six is. Stop having heavy reliance on the sovereignty of Yah and start co-ruling with the Lord. Hallelujah. Number seven is point blank, is plain and simple. Amen. Start shifting from this moderate church back into the early church. Hallelujah. Shift out of this moderatism, out of this moderate day church, into the early church. Amen. What do you mean by that? Read the book of Acts of the Apostles, especially chapter 2, how the early church started. Hallelujah. How the ecclesia, how the kahal, how it all started. All of that means congregation of the saints of Yah. Glory to God. What happens is that everybody, they broke bread with one another. Kingdom teachings were in the houses. Doesn't say that it was inside of church buildings. No, inside of homes. Amen. They start building a kingdom community. That's what we need to do. Come out of that church. The church contains four walls. Is to keep you stagnated within there. The Roman Catholic Church established the fact that, yeah, you need to go to church to be saved. You need to go to church, amen, so that you can get all the blessings and get all the healing. It doesn't be in your house. It's in your church. They established that in 567 AD. Please do the research. Praise God. So in doing so, hallelujah, we need to know that we are God's building, that we are God's husbandry. Amen. We are the church. Hallelujah. Not that church building that sits on West 63rd Street. Hallelujah. We are. Glory to God. We are the building. We are the members of the body of Christ. We need to start acting like it. We need to start walking in our glorified state. Hallelujah. He's coming for a bride without a blemish, without a wrinkle. He's not looking for a bride, hallelujah, with stains, and her heels is broken, and her eyelashes is falling off. Her nails are broken. Her hair is not done right. Her train is dirty. That's not going to happen. That's not going to take place. He's looking, glory to God, for a congregation. He's not looking. When people say, yeah, guess who he's coming for first? He's coming for the church. He's not coming for a church building. Come on now. He's coming for us. We are the church. Each and every one of you that's on this line, those of you who are listening in the archives, even those who cannot hear, but you hear the voice of Yah, amen, as it goes into your spirit, man. We are the kahal. We are the ecclesia. We are the congregation of Christ. We're the congregation. We're the saints of Yah. We are to start practicing, amen, producing true holiness, righteousness. How do you do that? Letting go of tradition and religion. No, I'm not telling you to rebel against your church. No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. But if they are not teaching you kingdom principles, if they are pacifying you, Amen. With a word to make you want to hoop and holler and you're ripping and running or acting like a fool. Notice, I said acting like a fool. Amen. That is not, amen, being in the presence of Yah. Being in the presence, amen, is already, you're bringing in, amen, you're ushering in, you're helping ushering in the presence of the Lord. He wants us to have a corporate worship and a corporate praise. We do it together, amen, and when you do that, a dunamis moment occurs. Hallelujah. What do you mean by that? Miracles, signs, works, and wonders occur, not because of one person. Hallelujah. But because it's done collectively. Amen. All right. Praise ye the Lord. Just because you're the leader, that don't mean that you're the one that ushered in the presence of the Lord. We do it collectively. Hallelujah. Please read John chapter 17 when the Lord said, "The glory, Heavenly Father, that you have given unto me, that I will give it unto them." Not unto him, not unto her. That he gives it unto us collectively. That we are supposed to be jointly fitted as one. Hallelujah. The modern day church. Thank you so much, Barbara 888. I've done a teaching on this, and I think I'm going to do a teaching on it next week about the Kundalini spirit. What is that? Amen. It's a spirit that seems like it's of God. Amen. But it really isn't. Amen. The Bible tells us that there would be false Christ, there would be false prophets. Who will deceive the very elect. Amen. They're going to be laying hands. Please understand that the enemy, hey, Satan, he also has an anointing. Yes, he does. He has an anointing, but it's not of God. Hallelujah. So he will trick you and manipulate you, think that it is of God. Amen. And then when you go home, guess what? You have just been introduced to a Kundalini spirit. Hallelujah. So please have discernment. Amen. Okay, please have discernment. Please be careful as to who lay hands on you. You do not have to let everybody lay hands on you. You could tell them, no, that's okay. I don't want you to lay hands on me because I feel in my spirit, amen, that, glory to God, I there's something about you. I can't do it, amen. You don't even have to say that. You could just tell them, no, that's okay. I don't want to receive the impartation because every impartation is not an impartation of Yah. Amen. I'm just speaking the truth on tonight. Amen. Please press 1. Amen. On your keypads. Amen. If you would like to speak out about this on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to be careful as to what's going on. Hallelujah. In this season. The 7 transformation shifts that must take place. Shifting from hoping to faith. Shifting from ritual, from tradition and religion, into revelation. Shifting from kingdom power into kingdom authority. Shifting from a pastoral, lazy mindset into an apostolic mindset. Stop being slothful. Get off your butt. Shifting from a pastoral mindset into an apostolic mindset. Shifting from escapism into a kingdom now mindset. Stop going to sleep in church, listening to stale manna. Start getting a right now word from God. And you can get that yourself. Glory to God. Shifting from escapism into a kingdom now mindset. Shifting from heavy reliance on the sovereignty of Yah. You already are sons of Yah. That's what the scripture says. You are Bini Elohim. You are the sons of God. Start co-ruling with Christ. The last thing, stop falling into moderate church. Stop giving your money to all these tele-evangelists. If you send me right now $1,000, God is going to bless you 100-fold. God told me to tell you, come out of that foolishness. Shift into the early church. Start shifting into the kingdom community. Stop giving your money to these people who you know that practice prosperity. That is not of God. He taught us, Christ taught us about the prosperity in the kingdom, spiritual prosperity. Come on now. Stop giving your money to people. I'm not trying to, amen, call out names. Hallelujah. But you know who they are. These people manipulating you and to you giving out your cash, trying to force you, putting a spiritual gun, as they have a spiritual ski mask, telling you, hands up, glory to God, give me all your money. They're not telling you to put your hands up to glorify God. They tell you to put your hands up because I'm going in your wallet. I'm going into your mental mindset to manipulate you. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Sister Joan. Stop having fashion shows. Stop going to these fashion shows, walking down that runway, coming down the aisle. Amen. Trying to look cute. God ain't looking for cute. He doesn't look at the outer appearance. He looks at the inside of your heart. Stop glorifying yourself. You're not God. Please read Romans chapter 1, because it tells you what happens when you start glorifying yourself, worshiping the gift instead of the gift giver. Hallelujah. What's happening is that now, it says in Romans chapter 1, they're being turned over to a reprobate mind. Please don't be startled when they start acting in their homosexual state. That's being shifted into a reprobate mind. Okay, y'all know who I'm talking about. Glory to God. So, these are the seven. Please press one on your keypad. We have a couple of minutes. Hallelujah. I would love to hear from you on tonight. I'd like to thank Sister Barbara, 888, as well as Sister Joan. They've been typing, amen, in the chat room. Very powerful things that they were typing over there. Amen. Stop letting, quote, the church intimidate you. Amen. You are supposed to have liberty. The scripture says, when there is the spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Hallelujah. There is freedom. Hallelujah. So stop letting these churches let you sit on your anointing. No, I'm not telling you to rebel. If you are receiving teachings that is helping you shift into your mantle, stay up under that spiritual mother, that spiritual father. Okay, but if they're not practicing what they preach, if they're being, they're teaching all this, but they're not showing by example. Amen. You might want to, glory to God, you might want to ask the Lord, amen, what to do. Lord, do I stay or Lord, are you shifting me to another congregation? Amen. I'd like to thank each and every one of you that listened by divine appointment to this teaching, the seven transformation shifts that must take place into the thinking of the 21st century congregation. If none of these are being practiced in your congregation, you might want to have a second opinion. Amen. You might want to start looking for an apostolic teaching. Amen. For them to start showing you how to walk into, glory to God, a kingdom mindset. Shifting out of a poverty mindset into a kingdom mindset. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. On tomorrow, amen, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, I'll be bringing forth a word. Amen. It's going to be continuing in regards to what needs to be happening within the congregation. We've talked about homosexuality. We talked about idolatry and adultery that's happening. We also talked about, glory to God, other things that's happening. And needs to cut it out. Amen. Those of you that need to reach me here at Kingdom Harvest Fellowship Center, you can call me at area code 770-627-3327. Hallelujah. Once again, the number is area code 770-627-3327. You can reach me from 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8 o'clock p.m. Monday through the Sabbath day, through Saturday. Hallelujah. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Those of you, amen, that are led by the Spirit, amen, if you want to sow a seed, amen, that is fine. Please be sure that you are being led by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. If it is so, hallelujah, you can call the number and that way you can, hallelujah, we will give you instructions as how to do that. Hallelujah. So I'm not trying to get rich. All of the proceeds, all of your offerings, amen, go toward this ministry, bringing forth the word, amen, unto you. Hallelujah. I love teaching. I'll preach to one person or to 1,000. It doesn't make a difference. Hallelujah. And even if I am poor, amen, I'm still going to bring forth this word because I'm rich in spirit. That's all that needs to be understood. Amen. I love y'all. Amen. In spirit and in truth. There's nothing that you can do about it except for you to do one thing. That is for you to love me back, because God is love. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. If you have a question right now, we are running over time. Amen. We thank God for that. You can press 1 on your keypad. Hallelujah. And we will go ahead and let you on the line. Amen. Some of you, you might have a question about what was stated on tonight. Amen. Please don't be afraid. Amen. Please press 1 on your keypad. Amen. As we could discuss, amen, any of the transformation shifts that must take place. Amen. I'll go ahead and wait for just a minute. Hallelujah. If you have any questions, if you are blessed, amen, by the teaching, if you want to speak into the atmosphere that you was blessed by the Lord with the teaching on tonight, you can press 1 on your keypad and I will go ahead and open up the line. Hallelujah. But I just thank God, amen, that he is giving us revelation. A lot of people are not teaching sound doctrine. So what's taking place is that the Holy Ghost is teaching the remnant. Amen. And he's teaching them and he's showing them revelation as to what needs to be done. That's why you're seeing true apostles. That's why you're seeing true servants of righteousness in Yah coming forth, speaking in boldness. Hallelujah. Teaching sound doctrine so that people can be shifted. People are always wondering. I always wonder why the church was doing that. I always wonder how come I wasn't getting blessed. And then ever since you spoke into my life, amen, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, God has been blessing me. Now I understand. And that's what's happening in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. And, hey, thy word is truth. Hallelujah. That's what we need to be speaking. Truth. Absolute truth. Everything that I've taught to you, everything that I taught you, amen, unto the Lord, amen, it was done in spirit and in truth. Amen. Everything is in scripture. Amen. There is nothing that I have made up. Hallelujah. Can't do that, because if I do that, I'm a hypocrite. I could be rebuked and I'm a liar. Hallelujah. So I have to bring forth revelation to his people. That's my job. That is my mandate as an apostle, as a servant, as a prisoner of God, as a humble servant. Amen. I am to speak the truth and shame the devil. Amen. He no longer has power over us. We reign as the Lord reigns supreme. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for each and every one of you. Nobody have pressed 1 on their keypads. Amen. And you know, it's just a blessing. Amen. That God has gave us kingdom power, kingdom authority to speak to dead bones. And they are to, you know, we are to speak life, amen, into our own circumstances and into the life of others. Hallelujah. This is what we need to do. Amen. Amen. I see smiles on people's faces, and I can hear in the spirit. I can hear, whew, you know, I hear that. I feel people meditating, amen, on this teaching. Please tell others to come on the line. Amen. Let them know. Amen. Hey, you need to hear this. Amen. Remember, we was talking about this. We need to hear this. Amen. There are other people. Amen. I'm going to be bringing them on the line next week. They will be teaching you, amen, more sound doctrine. Amen. That's why I'm very careful as to who I bring on this line. Amen. Because the Lord is not pleased with people who are contaminating his sheep. Amen. Who are leading them, amen, to destruction. Jeremiah chapter 23, he says, I'm going to set up shepherds who will not, you know, lead you astray. Amen. Who will feed you sound doctrine, fresh manna. Amen. And I pray unto the Lord that he continues to give me such. Amen. And I'm having fun just as you are in the spirit of Yah. Amen. God bless you and keep you. Amen. And always remember that I do love you. Thank you for all your prayers and your exhortation. Amen. About my grandmother. Amen. She is resting and she knows where she is going. Hallelujah. So that's all that matters. Amen. We need to know in between our Alpha and our Omega. Amen. In that dash where we are going. And we need to perform works and do deeds. Amen. In the spirit of Yah. Amen. Understanding where we are going. It doesn't make sense if you're going into a direction you don't know where you're going. That's why you have GPS. Amen. It's to lead you to the direction that you need to go. Amen. So I just encourage you just to continue to just, hallelujah, stay encouraged. Stay in your word. Hallelujah. And just know that God loves you. That's all that matters. If nobody else does, just understand that God loves you and he has purpose for you. Amen. Hey, if the Lord is willing, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a very blessed evening in the Lord. You can listen to the program. Amen. If you type in on your computer, Blog Talk Radio, and in the search engine, just type in Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries. Amen. You will see a picture of your brother there. Amen. In Talk, Teach, and Testify Studios. Amen. Just go ahead and click on the link. Amen. And you can listen and take notes. And if you missed past episodes, amen, they all in the archives ever since last March. That's when I started. Amen. So you can get caught up. So bless your heart. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Shalom Aleichem, which means peace be unto you. Layla Tov, which means good night. Amen. And know that God has purpose for you. God bless you. Good night. Shalom and shalom.